Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette-Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's topic, higher education. My co-host Marlene Lockhart has the rundown.
Today, we're going to be speaking with the next chancellor of the university system, Dan Klaich.
And coming up on today's pundit panel, we have Ty Cobb, Robert Eitoven, and Chris Wicker. That's all coming up next, so let's get going on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and reviewjournal.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
The top ropers in the world. A race against the clock. It's the world's greatest roper. June 20th and 21st, Reno Livestock Event Center, presented by Silver Legacy. Two-time champion Daniel Green, six-time all-round world champion Trevor Brazil, and eight-time world champion Joe Beaver headline a cast of rodeo's biggest stars. June 20th and 21st, in conjunction with the BFI and Reno Rodeo, the world's greatest roper. Part of the $100,000 Reno Triple Crown. Log on to tickets.com or call 800-225-2277 today.
The renowned Health Children's Miracle Network is gearing up for the 2009 Governor's Sporting Clay Tournament to benefit renowned Children's Hospital. Funds raised will provide the very best health care for children in our region. 100% of the proceeds will stay in our community to fund pediatric equipment, capital expansion, provide support for pediatric services. The event is Saturday, June 20th at Sage Hill Gun Club. We hope you can help make miracles happen for sick kids in our area. For more information, call 982-4836.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Marlene and I are talking with Dan Klaich, the executive vice chancellor of the university system. Marlene?
Well, Dan, after a tumultuous legislative session has finally ended, the university system budget was held to the very end, and I know it was excruciating for all of you involved in working all those months trying to limit the damage to the system. Where do you feel you are, and what is that damage, and what are everyday folks going to feel now as a result of the budget?
I think when I think of everyday folks, I think of everyday students and what the students are going to feel. And they're going to see fewer classes. They're going to see probably larger classes. They're probably going to see some higher fees to keep budgets within control. We will be reallocating resources to get as many dollars into the classroom and in instructional function as we can. We didn't dodge a bullet this session. We took a bullet. We'll be able to manage it, but there will be an impact on our budgets and some of the services, like you've heard of these already from the president here and elsewhere. Tutoring services will be limited. Some of the student services will be limited, but we'll try and keep as many dollars in the instructional core as we possibly can.
Well, there are those that are saying this is all done now on the backs of the students, and other changes that could be made within the system in terms of looking at tenure and other things and high paid professors. You run the gamut of the criticisms during the legislative session and really beyond. Is anybody else going to feel any pain, or is it just all going to be on the students?
Yeah, I think everybody has to feel the pain on this one. Certainly we know our classified employees will feel the pain because there's a legislatively mandated furlough. The board will be determining this week whether our faculty and administrative staff should take a furlough or pay reduction as well, and I strongly believe that everyone should participate in that. I'll be voluntarily reducing my salary through both years of the biennium. So I think everybody has to be have some skin in the game here. The other thing that I think that is important is that we not waste this economic crisis in higher education by looking long and hard at the way we do business and finding inefficiencies there and getting rid of them. So I think that examination is just starting. And if we think we're out of this fiscal crisis in Nevada, that's just not the case. We're going to be looking at that for quite a while. We're going to have the exact same legislative setup and drama in 2011 that we just left. So I sort of woke up on June 3rd and thought, today's the first day of the 76th session of the legislature, and if we don't start preparing for it now and preparing ourselves to answer those questions, Marlene, I think it's going to be a very long and ugly session in 2011.
Dan, during a recent trip to rural Nevada, Governor Gibbons was highly critical of the university system, telling people he doesn't know what planet you and Chancellor Rogers live on. Of course, Chancellor Rogers, I must say, is the owner of Sunbelt Communications, the owner of the station on which this is broadcast. But the governor's point is that he would like to see the universities, both Nevada and UNLV, profit from selling patents and intellectual property rights. Now, he likened UNLV, he compared UNLV to Harvard, saying that the schools are of roughly the same size, but Harvard last year sold patents and intellectual property rights for $32 million. $32 million. Is it really fair to put UNLV in the same boat as Harvard? Harvard, the school of the Kennedys and the Roosevelts, and UNLV, the school of the Hardway Aide and Larry Johnson?
No. I mean, the answer to that is no. I think on a broader scale, what the governor is saying is a theme that we've heard a lot, though, and that is we do have the ability to control some of our revenues through contracts, through grants, through gifts, through fees and tuition. And can we move in a direction over time where there is more emphasis on those and less emphasis on state funding? I think we can. Can we turn that 90-degree corner in one legislative session? No. Do comparisons of UNLV to Harvard or Stanford help advance the dialogue? I don't think they do at all. So I think it's an inapt comparison. But I think that the thought behind it, that we can change and do more to support ourselves, is one that we should keep in mind.
Okay, now, Jim Rogers, the chancellor, retires at the end of the month, and he says he plans to use his time and money to make sure that Governor Gibbons is not reelected. With Chancellor Rogers' wealth, power, and television stations, what kind of impact could he have on the next gubernatorial election?
Well, one thing I will tell you I've learned about Jim Rogers in working for him for 5 years, and that is I'm not going to try and predict Jim Rogers or what Jim will do. He will do whatever he wants to do. And I know one thing he will continue to do is he will continue to support higher education with his resources wherever they are, and we appreciate that. And I shouldn't say higher education, I mean education from kindergarten through graduate school. And I think that he will also use those resources to shine a light on people who he thinks do not have favorable records of supporting education. So I have no doubt that what he's saying will probably come to pass.
Okay, Dan, we got to take a break right here. We'll be right back with more with Dan Klaich, perhaps the chancellor in waiting. We're going to be talking about some controversies at UNLV. That's coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
This is one of Sierra Power's main generating plants. It's right next door to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. These plants provide all the clean, reliable power that businesses need. TRI has three independent power generation facilities on site. For sensitive manufacturing companies and high-tech firms, this benefit is invaluable. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Two championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We're speaking with Dan Klaich. He's the Executive Vice Chancellor of the University System. Marlene?
Dan, back to the funding and the legislative process. There was quite a bit of I don't want to say criticism, but the issue arose over the funding formulas and UNLV taking a larger share or not being cut to the extent of UNR. Do you want to talk about that, and what does that bode for next legislative session, and what does the system, how are you going to address that issue?
Well, the funding formula, I think, has served higher education well, and I think that staying on a formula-based funding is fundamentally a wise course. But we have looked at the formula periodically over the probably 30 years we've had it. once with Governor Bryan, once with Governor Miller, I believe. And we haven't looked at that formula in 10 years, so I don't have any problem with looking at the formula and seeing if funding is equitable, if funding supports the missions of the universities and the colleges. So I think it's probably time to relook at that and see if there are things that we can change. Completely abandoning the formula, that'd be something I'd be very much against.
Dan, with the end of the legislature, the attention is being turned to UNLV in the case of President David Ashley. Now, he's been told by Chancellor Rogers that the chancellor is not satisfied with his job performance, and Ashley's been described as a poor communicator. He won't return calls to the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And then there's the case of his wife, Bonnie, who has been painted as like Cruella de Vil, the way she treats UNLV employees. Do you think that Dr. Ashley can weather this storm, or do you think he's out?
I think he's in a very difficult situation right now. I have intentionally stayed out of this because we've got one chancellor at a time, and that's Jim Rogers right now. We have a chairman of the board, that's Mike Wixon. And although Jim has delegated a lot of things to me in the 5 years that we've worked together, presidential evaluation and compensation are two things that he has never delegated. He's handling this, he's got the helm on this, and I think he's got it under control.
You know, David Ashley, he had to cut short a trip to Singapore to come back and deal with this controversy. He and his wife Bonnie traveled to Singapore. I'm wondering, with all the budget cuts going, why did Dr. Ashley have to go to Singapore for the graduation? And did the university also pay for his wife to go?
I think the answer to your second question is that Dr. Ashley has indicated that the expense for his wife was a personal expense that they intended to bear. UNLV has been attempting to expand its brand, particularly in the hospitality industry worldwide, and I think that's an excellent move on their part. And one of the first ventures in that regard was to move a program to Singapore, which has a huge hospitality industry. We graduated our first class of graduates from the UNLV campus in Singapore, and Dr. Ashley felt that it was appropriate for him to be there at that inaugural graduation. I'm not going to second guess that. And quite frankly, his tenure as president is not going to turn on a trip to Singapore. It's going to turn on his 3 years as president and whether he has done a job that deserves to be renewed or not.
Okay.
Dan, speaking of Chancellor Rogers, as Ray mentioned, his term is up at the end of this month. It is widely expected that you'll be the next chancellor of the university system. Do you officially have your hat in the ring, and do you think that that's going to come about?
Yes, and I hope so. Yes, I'd very much like to be chancellor of the system. I've spoken to Chancellor Rogers about that. I've spoken to the chairman of the board. It's scheduled for discussion at this Thursday and Friday's meeting, and I'm hopeful that that will be the result.
And what will a university system look like under Chancellor Klage?
Well, it's going to look exactly the same as it looks like under Chancellor Rogers. There'll be a little bit different style. I don't think there are two Jim Rogers floating around, and so we will have a different style. But right now, your earlier questions focused what we have to do. We have to think about funding. We have to think about efficiencies. We have to help Nevada get through a fiscal crisis. We have got to produce more graduates to fuel the economy that we are not doing. Those are the things we've got to do in Nevada for Nevada. And if the Nevada system of higher education is not at the forefront of that, we're never going to get there.
Okay, we got to cut it right there. I'll give you 2-1 odds that Dan Klage will be the next chancellor. We'll be right back after this with our pundit panel.
Local entertainment, Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
I volunteer because I like being involved in the community. It's a lot of fun.
Please take a moment to say thank you to those who make a difference in our community. Nominate them for a Jefferson Award. For more details, just call or log on today.
I have spent my legal career dedicated to helping people who have been harmed by others. I'm Herb Santos Jr. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation. In my office, I help injured people. I work for you.
You want fast, affordable mobile broadband. And Cricket's got it. Just call 1-800-353-4230 or click mycricket.com to get unlimited broadband for just $40 a month. Go from your desktop to your laptop on America's most affordable 3G network. And right now, get our newest USB modem for just $69. It also works as a flash drive. Want to save even more? Get this modem, now just $49. So call, click, or come in today. Get respect for your wallet. Cricket.
When you need to know what's going on, log on to KRNV.com, Northern Nevada's 24-hour source for the latest in weather, headlines, and in-depth news coverage. Bring local news to your fingertips at KRNV.com.
On behalf of Wells Fargo, I'd like to personally remind you to nominate your unsung hero for a Jefferson Award. It's a great way to say thank you to those who make a difference through volunteering in our community. For more information, call or visit this website today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hey, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers for our strong pundit panel today. First, we have Ty Cobb, former special assistant to President Reagan. We have Robert Eitoven, political consultant. And last but not least, Chris Wicker, the former head of the Washoe County Democratic Party, who now is just the spokesman for the party. Welcome to you all. We were talking about with Dan Klaich. Ty, what do you think the role that Jim Rogers, Chancellor Rogers, is going to play in this next gubernatorial election?
I think it's a big role. He has the strong pundit to lead us. He's got a lot of money, and I think he's going to use his public relations empire to lead the charge, particularly against Jim Gibbons, but on behalf of certain causes such as education.
Okay, Robert.
Having been a part of that 2006 race, along with Marlene,
let's just mention you were Jim Gibbons'
campaign manager. He was very involved in 2006, so yeah. Yes, he'll be involved in 2010, but that shouldn't surprise anybody. He was a central figure in 2005, building that campaign in 2006. He was very critical of then Congressman Gibbons. He will have influence, no doubt. But I don't think it's any surprise that he would come after Gibbons. The question is, will Gibbons be one of those candidates when we get to the primary less than a year from today?
Really?
Well, I think that I think all that's true. That he's got the money and the stature to make a big play, and coming against Gibbons, if Gibbons does enter the primary, survive the primary, he's just reinforcing a position he's taken for the last 4 years. And so I think the fact it's not new, but just reinforcing what he's just building on everything he's done before, so I think it'll be very powerful.
Robert, you don't believe that Governor Gibbons will be the Republican nominee. Who do you think will be?
No, I'm just not sure the field is set. I mean, we know that Joe Heck, former state senator's in, North Las Vegas Mayor Mike Montandon. I think we'll learn a lot in January. I think the Democratic field's pretty well set. I think people understand it to be Rory Reid, Clark County Commissioner, and Speaker Barbara Buckley. I think on the Republican side, by January, when everyone has to show their first reports of how much money they've raised, we'll have a good indication of who's in. And again, I really think that Dean Heller is one to watch. I think Dean Heller could get in this governor's race and change everything. I think you could see maybe a couple people end up dropping out because of it. I'm sure there'll still be a primary on the Republican side. Primaries are good. They're healthy. I hope there is one. I'm not sure the field is set. I wouldn't want to predict who the next Republican nominee is going to be yet, because really, just predicting our primary is going to be difficult enough.
Okay, Todd, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. Chris, on the Democratic side, it's clear that Rory Reid is trying to garner enough support now with labor and others that have come out early with the endorsement to force Barbara out of the primary. Do you think that will work? And two, if not, who's going to emerge from the Democratic primary?
Well, I don't think that effort will work. I think Speaker Buckley is too powerful and strong for that particular effort to work. I think Democrats just hope and pray that we don't have a repeat of the gubernatorial primary between Mayor Gibson and Dina Titus. I mean, that's what everybody's thinking of. I think that there's a big unknown there, is what is the effect of if Rory Reid were to come out of the primary as the gubernatorial candidate and Senator Reid running for Senate. I think there's a huge unknown as to, is that a good effect or bad effect? And things that are unknown are always unpleasant in politics. And so, I think mainly Democrats are just hoping there's not a bruising primary.
Okay, now Ty, on the GOP side, there's two wild cards here that haven't announced their intentions, the Las Vegas Mayor Oscar Goodman and Reno Mayor Bob Cashel. And there's talk that both of those guys could end up running as an independent.
Well, I think there's talk. The more interesting comment I heard a minute ago was that Governor Gibbons may not run. He's been steadfastly saying that he absolutely is in the race, but these are two individuals that whose opinions I respect on that. Mayor Goodman will be an enormous force, particularly as he comes in as an independent, and I think would hurt the Democrats more than the Republicans. Bob Cashel's got to make up his mind. He's a great mayor, and I think there's going to be a lot of pressure for him to stay here. Having signed on to the Republicans for Reid, I'm not sure that Bob would entering on the Republican side for sure, but even as an independent. My guess is he's doing a great job in Reno and will want to stay here. Well, we would like to see
him. I'd kind of hate to see Mayor Cashel run for governor, because then we'd have to be opposed to him supporting the Democratic candidate. And I think Cashel has done a real good job, and I'd hate to have to campaign against him.
Shouldn't we talk about Harry Reid's primary?
Oh, no.
Well, but 2011 is going to have reapportionment in the legislative session, among all these other difficult issues that will be there. Ty, is your son going to run for the Senate?
Well, I think he's looking into running for the Senate seat that Senator Townsend is leaving. I think 2011 is going to be very interesting because we have so many legislators term limited, primarily Democrats, Chris. But don't skip over the 2010 special session. That's more than likely going to happen given the revenue slide.
Could be a 2009 special session.
It could be,
right? we got to cut it right there. We'll be right back after this with more of Nevada Newsmakers.
My reaction? This has nothing to do with seatbelts.
The Associates of David Allen.
This is similar to a case that Judy had just a few weeks ago.
Craig is just driving around the block. The guy runs a stop sign, slams into his car door.
The guy fractured Craig's upper and lower left arm.
Injuries he would have had whether he had on seatbelts or not.
And that's why we need a good biomechanical engineer. The guy will show this has nothing to do with seatbelts. Craig needs our help.
David Allen and Associates, concentrating on personal injury cases like yours.
You know, the greatest gift you can give your children is self-confidence.
With self-confidence, we can do anything.
Building kids' confidence is what we do here at the Little Gym.
Sure, there are gymnastics classes.
And karate classes.
And dance classes.
But there's lots more.
They have classes to develop sports skills.
Classes for little kids.
And we even have birthday parties.
Pretty cool.
The Little Gym across from Costco.
Thanks for watching. We want to give a big shout out to Dan Klaich's mom, who is recovering from surgery at St. Mary's Hospital in Reno. Marlene?
Coming up tomorrow, we're going to be talking to Mayor Gino Martini and the long-awaited opening of the Legends in Sparks.
That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.